8:15 in the afternoon here on the flagship home of the Arizona Cardinals, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Earlier today in a press conference, you heard live right here at 1 o'clock, Michael Bidwell, Steve Keim introducing the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury. Joining us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, the president of the Cardinals, Michael Bidwell, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Michael, good afternoon. Congratulations on your hire, and how are you doing today?
Thanks so much, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Doing very well.
Michael, our audience overwhelmingly supportive of this hire to bring in an offensive genius, a wizard who can call plays and mentor Josh Rosen. But I want to ask you the philosophy. A year ago, your philosophy was to go with a defensive guy in Steve Wilks. And I heard your press conference and talked about trends and talked about the top five quarterbacks. What has changed in a year where you went from a defensive guy to an offensive guy?
Well, what we looked at last year was first going with a leader. And we chose Steve Wilks. He made some big errors. You know, going from a 3-4 to a 4-3, you know, we were 6 overall defense. And we really went backwards in a lot of ways on defense. We did not expect that. I did not expect that. I did not expect the change either. We knew that, you know, with Bruce Arians retiring our play caller and with Carson Palmer retiring our quarterback, we knew we really needed to go out there and hopefully get it right with getting a good offensive coordinator and a young quarterback to build around. But, you know, obviously things went horribly wrong in 2018. I wasn't going to let it go on. We made the change. And then it was a real focus of, let's look at the best teams. Who wins the Super Bowl? You know, most of the teams that win the Super Bowl are top 10 offense. They also have great defenses, but they're really, you know, it's around the offense. And over the last several seasons, you've seen more and more of the college game creeping in to the pro game, and we needed to get, you know, an innovator, somebody who is a great play caller, somebody who had a track record of success as a play caller and as an offensive coordinator. And, you know, we spoke to a lot of people, and the name that kept coming up over and over, and we knew him because, you know, Steve had been on many visits there. I'd been one visit to Texas Tech. It was Cliff Kingsbury, and we feel like we made a good decision. Is it bold? Is it aggressive? Yes. But, you know, we feel like we needed to go out there and lock down somebody who could really help us with our offense. And then, you know, as we build out the staff, look for some veteran coaches that can help on defense for sure. Get back to the 3-4, you know, and an attacking type defense.
In retrospect, looking back on the search now, which, as you mentioned today, lasted about 9 days, was Cliff's name always the one that was kind of in the back of your mind from the beginning of this process? Or was there a moment during this process where you went, oh, yep, that's it, he's the guy?
No, I think, you know, we wanted to keep an open mind. You know, we met with some terrific coaches over the last several days, and there were bits and pieces that, you know, you really saw some great ideas with each one of the people that we interviewed. But as we sat down with Cliff and spent some time and really heard his vision for how he develops quarterbacks and what he would do with Josh, what he would do with the offense in particular, and the style that he brings, you know, there was just no question that he's gonna really build this around the strengths of what Josh is most comfortable with, and also making sure we've got a solid running game, get David Johnson back involved in the game, and you know, he knows we've got some more work to do with receivers, and you know, our offensive line needs to get healthy, but we also need to go out there and bolster it up again in free agency.
Cardinals president Michael Bidwell, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Cliff Kingsbury introduced today as the new head coach of the Cardinals. How tricky was it this weekend with USC? Permission, need permission, they're not letting them out, they're not letting them talk to anybody. It was a little bit of a soap opera to kind of follow this weekend, to live it. How tricky was it for you and the organization this past weekend?
Well, it was different. You know, I spoke to their athletic director, Lynn Swan, who I've known for 20 some odd years, who's a really good man, but he was just trying to do his job, and it really came down to Cliff and his agent making a decision that if they wanted to interview with NFL teams, he needed to step down from his position. So he did that, and then he could move forward, and so that's when we were able to sit down and have the formal interview with him.
I think one of the things that's getting overlooked here, I think you guys did a really good job in getting compensation for BA going to Tampa, because we had originally heard the NFL had ruled that no compensation necessary. So whoever it was, you guys did a good job in being able to get something out of that with him going there. How did that go about?
Well, I don't know that I heard the NFL say no compensation. I know that there were media reports about that, but I never heard that. We just followed the NFL's process and their procedures and let them determine what the deal was. So, Steve spoke with Jason Light. There was some back and forth, and we eventually got it done on a conference call I was on with him last night. And it's, we wish those guys the best of luck. And BA, and they're going to be a lot of his staff, folks that were around here for 6 or 7 years that we love, and we wish them all luck. It was one of those things that, we didn't expect. There was some chatter out there a month or so ago about BA being open to going to Cleveland. But, we were already well down our road of our interview process and everything else before we really realized that the interview with that Bruce Arians was serious about coming back. And so we were already on our path. But I'll tell you this much. I think it's going to be very fun this year. We're going to be playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we're also going to be playing the Cleveland Browns. Freddie Kitchens was a coach here for
11
many years.
11 yeah. years here, yep.
So it's going to be fun to see those guys on the field and get to compete against them, and we wish them all the best of luck.
Michael, we're all focused on defensive coordinator right now, and it does seem like it's a lot easier to go get a really good defensive coordinator than it is to go find an offensive genius at head coach. There are we've gone through the list. Man, there's probably like 10 really good qualified coordinators out there right now, many of them with head coaching experience. Is that one of the reasons why you decided to go offense as well, because it's probably easier to go get a good veteran defensive coordinator?
It's that, Gambo, but also you'll appreciate this here in a second when I explain it to you. If we want to have sustained success, you've got to have your play caller be your head coach, because if not, as soon as we have success, somebody's going to steal our play caller to be a head coach. That's what's happened a number of times.
That's a good point.
So you look at nobody can steal Matt Nagy. Nobody can steal Sean McVay. Nobody can, take Andy Reid away from the
Shanahan.
Shanahan, exactly. Just go down the list. And so by locking in our play caller, strategically, it's good for us on a sustained basis. And you're right. There are lots of great defensive coordinators out there, but the play callers, you've got to get that right. And you've got to, especially if you got a young quarterback, you can't be doing the switching systems on them. When you lose a coordinator, lose a play caller, you've got to really keep some consistency there if you want to have sustained success.
Boy, I hope you can give me a good answer on this. I think we all were really big fans of Dayon Buchanan. And then this year under Steve Wilkes' system, obviously he was lost and it didn't suit him well. And he's such a good player, but now he's a free agent. I mean, does this going back to the 3-4, does it open up the possibility that he could still fit in with the Cardinals and be a part of the future?
Yes. And I think there were several players that, including, Dayon and Hassan Reddick were not even dressed for some of the games in 2018, which made no sense. And I know that, we wanted to get them back on the field. Going back to the 3-4, there's no question that those players are, we are built to be a 3-4 team, not a 4-3 team.
Michael Bidwell, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. I have obviously, and this goes without saying, I've never been involved in a coaching search at the level to which you and Steve Keim and others with the Cardinals have. So I'm asking this more out of just genuine curiosity. When you hire a new coach, is it always a collaborative process between the new coach and the existing power structure to find a defensive coordinator and fill out the staff? Or is it typically the coach comes in and says, this is the guy I want, or that's the guy I want? I'm curious because it was clear it's going to be a very collaborative effort between Cliff and Steve to find the DC, and I'm kind of curious to hear how it typically works in situations like this.
What typically works is that, coaches will have their wish list when they say, okay, here are the people I have in mind, and you sort of go back and forth as, okay, can you get them? Are they under contract with another team? Can they get out of that contract? There are a whole series of questions. And so, Todd Bowles' name was on a lot of people's list, but only one team was going to get him. or only one prospective head coach was going to get him, and obviously went to Tampa, which just announced a few hours ago. So everybody's got their wish list, and some people are very strong about it. Some others, you don't know if they've even had conversations with some of these prospective people. So that's part of our deal. We got to really test them, question them, make sure that we understand, do they have a relationship? Will they be coming with him? And I think the great thing about Cliff Kingsbury is he's got a level of self-awareness. He knew and knows coming into this job, he's gonna have to rely on Steve and some of the other people that he knows in the league to understand who are the best coaches that we can bring in. And so far the discussions have gone very, very well. We're getting some great progress in a lot of different areas. There's nothing to announce yet, but I'm sure in the coming days you'll see that he's been able to, with Steve's help, and I've been on the phone calling as well to try to open doors so that we can get permission to speak to people about joining our staff, that that we should be able to bring on some people that will help us quite a bit, former veteran coaches that really know the NFL well, and will be able to help him on offense mesh the offensive NFL with some of his innovative ideas.
Michael, one of the things that I don't want to call it a search firm, it wasn't, but you did pick the brains. Ernie Accorsi is, being a New York guy, I mean, he's just a fantastic general manager from when he was with Baltimore and with the Giants, and Cleveland, all of that knowledge and experience. I'm just, why Ernie? How did that relationship, develop? And how much did he influence and help you with the decision to hire Cliff?
Well, he was really valuable in terms of his advice. He, frankly, validated a lot of the things that we were doing and the judgments we were making. I was on the phone with him quite a bit, talking to him about the different things and how interviews had gone and the pluses and minuses and things, and also his vision for how he built championship teams. So I've known Ernie for years. I'm going to give some credit to my dad here, because I think he had a great relationship with my father, and he really respected my dad, who, as you know, is not involved in the day-to-day operation here, but he really wanted to help out because he wanted to see our organization be successful this with the search. And so he's been terrific. I really never got a chance to meet with him and talk to him as much detail as I did over the past few weeks, but it's been fantastic. As well as I talked to some other owners in the league that I really respect and admire, and who have multiple Super Bowl trophies in their lobbies, to talk to them about some of their institutional knowledge that we could bring to our organization. And I'd been working on this since November, just being prepared if we were going to make a change, which it looked like, if we didn't get things turned around, I was going to be prepared to do it. And I did, and we were prepared.
Good stuff, Michael. We appreciate the time. Congratulations again on the hire. Successful press conference today. We are all riveted to see what happens next and how this season turns out. Thanks for stopping by for a few minutes. It is appreciated.
Thanks so much, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Take care.